You have tortillas in your pants?
Stop raping Martin Scorsese.
Hi, this is Shelly from EB Games in Oceanside. This message is for Joe and Ben. We'd just like you to come back in and shop together, because I think you like shopping together. And maybe you want to pre-order a Wii, because you're gay. Bye.
Did you just show me the best trailer in the world?
I think I did.
What was it?
Grindhouse, a new Quentin Tarantino movie.
You want to give the people a description of what this is all about?
Alright. It's kind of hard. It's like about everything.
It's like, okay, what's the best thing in the world?
Let's see. Probably machine guns.
Okay.
Probably machine guns.
What's the second best thing in the world? Think real hard. Right, second best thing.
Motorcycles.
Okay. Combine those two things. A machine gun on top of a motorcycle.
I can't be done.
Ridden by a Mexican man. Named
with a
machete.
With a really big tattoo.
With huge tattoos all over his body. An explosion happens. He flies through the air. As he's flying through the air with on top of the motorcycle with the machine gun on top, he's shooting people with a machine gun. It's like a Gatling gun right on top of the...
I would not believe this to be true if I did not just
okay, what's the third best thing in the world? Rose McGowan, right?
Yeah, I was going to say Rose McGowan.
And sniper rifles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Amputees come in, like, fourth place.
I was probably going to say amputees would be like a good four or five place.
Combine that. Combine Rose McGowan losing one of her legs and strapping on a rifle.
I think the only way
gun.
Rose McGowan gets sexier is she strapped a gun onto her leg.
Yeah, if she loses a limb.
Yeah.
And put something in
that already takes her up a notch.
Yeah.
Losing a limb. Amputees are hot.
Yeah.
I plan to date one soon.
What?
Yeah.
What happened to the 40-year-old you're supposed to date this weekend?
Oh, no one called.
No one in the whole country?
No one even emailed me.
In the whole listening audience of iHeart Snacks?
Well, we don't... 40-year-olds don't listen to this show.
Is that our demographic? What are we, like, 19 to 29?
More like 39? 16.
What's our demographic? Like 12 to 16?
I think it's like 15. Girls? Yeah, it's mostly girls.
Hey, why is that?
I don't know.
Because we're so damn hot.
Who's that? Who came in the room?
I don't know. Get out of here. Whoever that guy was.
That was weird.
Like a ghost. It must have been the ghost that was having sex with Anna Nicole Smith.
You mean who raped Anna Nicole Smith?
Oh, God. Ghost rape. Alright, last night, you told me about Grindhouse.
Yeah.
While we were at the diner.
Mm-hmm. We went to the dinner.
The dinner.
We had some diner at the dinner.
Yeah. I was a little peeved at the dinner.
Really?
Why? I went there and I wanted pancakes or, you know, wancakes, if possible.
That's like when a waffle and a pancake have sex.
Yeah, and they have little baby wancakes come out.
Okay.
And if they're daughters, they're waffles.
Okay.
I wanted that. I wanted wancakes with blueberries spread all over it.
Hmm.
So, say to the waiter, hey, get the pancakes with blueberries. He just shakes his head at me. He goes, no.
You don't want that.
And I said, all right, why? And he's like, because... Was he English? Do you have an accent?
Sometimes.
Okay. So he said, you don't want... Because it has...
Yeah.
It's preserves. It's not real blueberries.
What's wrong with preserves?
I don't know. So I was like, all right, then how about the strawberry one?
No.
Then he shakes his head and goes, no, that's why I'm shaking my head. I was like, all right. So then I had to get a shitty rice pudding that I didn't even like. It's like, give me a rice pudding. You don't want to give me pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, I had something good. I had a brownie with ice cream on top
of it. That looked pretty good.
It was good. You should have had some.
You, like, invented a new dessert.
I did.
You're like, let me get a brownie. And wait, slow down, because this is going to hit you, waiter. It's going to hit you hard.
Yeah.
Put some vanilla ice cream
vanilla.
On
it. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. And make sure you don't drop this shit on the floor.
Oh! it's all over the floor, you dumb shit.
Go back to England.
Yeah, or wherever your accent goes in and out of.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, and then it was funny, because then when Erica wanted her thing wrapped up, he goes, do you want it wrapped up? Like, he's offering, I'm going to wrap it up for you. Erica thinks, he goes, yeah, I'm going to bring you out the box.
I don't want to get involved.
I don't want to get involved. What?
What?
Involved. It's not like, you know, we're friends now.
Maybe he thought, like, you know, he's like, oh, these kids probably think I'm going to spit in it or take a shit.
Oh, that was gross. Well, I take a shit. Not in the food, just maybe. On my way back there, I'll take a shit.
And then touch your dessert with my hands.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Because I just stuck my finger up my butt while I was taking shit. Oh,
why would you say that?
Because that guy looks like he would do something like that.
No wonder it smelled so bad. We got the check. He's a shitty check. I would not trust that man again. What is the Baldwin Roach Diner?
Baldwin Coach, Joe.
They call it Roach.
Who called it? The kids?
The kids. You see those girls that walked in?
Yeah, awesome.
Mohawks. Why didn't you ask them for, like, money?
Why would I ask them for money?
I don't know. It seemed like good people ask for money. Hmm. I meant, you know, why didn't you ask them on a date?
Because I don't date chicks in Mohawks.
What? You stupid. I date with chicks.
I only rape them.
Oh, you just said that.
Yeah, I did.
All right, if you have any complaints, call 1-718-04-7853.
Today is a controversial show.
It is?
I'm going to say almost everything that's going to come out of my mouth
is going to be controversial.
So controversial. Like, you're probably going to want to stop the show.
Yeah? Because
I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to go outside and rape a baby.
Oh, my. I'm stopping the show if you say that again.
I'm going to go stab some homeless people. I'm going to go light them on fire while they're sleeping.
Why would you do that?
I want to go have sex with someone with AIDS and then have sex with someone else who doesn't have AIDS and then give them AIDS.
Now three people have AIDS and it could only have been one if you just use some common sense or condom.
I love cancer. I hope you're everyone in the world gets cancer.
This is getting too controversial.
Alright, I'll stop.
I might have to stop the show.
Don't stop the show.
I'm going to stop it if you keep saying these controversial things.
Alright, I won't.
God, they're so on topic too. Everything we were talking about had to do with that. That waiter probably had all of those problems and more.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think he raped the baby.
Oh, boy. What else do we have to talk about?
And killed it and made soup out of it.
We also heard something at the diner from some guy.
It was quite an eventful night at the diner.
Yeah.
There was a table of guys. First of all, I don't know if you saw, because right before the thing we were going to talk about happened, his friend got up to pay the check.
Okay.
And he was wearing one of the best shirts I've ever seen.
What was the shirt?
It was all red.
Okay.
With, like, a blue faded graphics.
Graphics?
Yeah, graphics that have pictures and words. Okay. Pictures and words. Say, like, some, like, title fight of the century or something like that. I'm like, okay. All right, did this guy go to some shitty boxing match, like, 20 motherfucking years ago? Rocky Balboa.
Nice.
And Drago.
Wow.
Like, the poster, as if it was real.
That's cool.
Love Drago. Wish he won. Wish he killed Rocky.
Wow.
So, anyway, what happened?
I don't know, why don't you say it?
Well, this is rather portly man. He's pretty fat.
Yeah.
I don't know why that adds to the story, but it does, I think. I don't think a thin
man
would say
that. I know what he said. I know what I'm gonna get at. I don't remember what he said before that.
He got on the phone and I don't know what they were talking about. But then he goes, "Really? That's awesome. That's god awesome.
God awesome."
So I was like, "Tim, write that down right now."
So I wrote it down.
God awesome.
God awesome. What else did we talk about? We talked about Dillion.
A Dillion.
Dillion. Okay, a Dillion is more than a million, more than a trillion, more than...
It's a Dillion.
A quadrillion.
It's a Dillion.
It's a Dillion.
It's the most.
It's the most...
Number.
Of anything.
It's the last number.
It is.
It's like the Z to the alphabet.
Yeah, because numbers don't go on forever.
No.
They stop at a Dillion. Everyone
that's what
knows
scientists
that.
Want you to think.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're just going forever, because they're too lazy to explain Dillion to you. So don't believe scientists.
Dillion is the last number ever.
Right. It's the last number.
Yeah.
In fact, it has numbers you've never even seen before at the end, just to make sure it's the last
number. Yeah, they start getting into letters and stuff.
Right, yeah. They have some...
You can get up to, like, B Dillion. Or C Dillion. I think the last official number is Z Dillion.
Z Dillion, yeah. You don't want to get that high.
No.
Counting anything.
No, you don't want to.
Because you count it for a Dillion years, probably.
Probably a Dillion.
Probably like a D Dillion years. It'll take you a long time to get that high.
Yeah, it will take you a while.
I don't want to live for a Dillion years.
If you could live, if you were living for a Dillion years...
Mm-hmm. I'd go to McDonald's, and I'd see that it said, is a Dillion served.
Yeah, instead of, like, a million served.
I think they're up to a billion.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was 99 billion, no, million for a while, and I think we've hit the billion mark.
Wow. There's a lot of fat people out there, then, I guess.
Dinosaurs.
You're all turned into dinosaurs?
The world that we know is going back to dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
See, what happened was, there were dinosaurs in the Earth about, 4,000 years ago, I think. That's about as old as the Earth is.
It's so true.
Right. And then the asteroid shit is bull.
And God fucking wiped them out.
Right, God said, no more dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And,
it's like, I'm getting bored of these. I'm looking at my watch.
Right.
It says, like, a dillion on it.
Because he decided no more dinosaurs, because he decided man would leave the Garden of Eden.
Oh.
And populate the Earth, so no more dinosaurs.
Okay.
And then he wiped them out. And buried their bones deep, so man could not find them and understand their...
Well, we found them.
Mm.
But those are the fake ones.
Right. Because they're carbon dated.
Yeah. Those are fake.
Like, old. But scientists. Again, they don't even know about... They can't explain dillion, they can't explain dinosaurs. Nothing with a D.
Just try to talk to a scientist about douchebags. You can't.
Yeah, they're like...
What?
I gotta go. I gotta do some scientific stuff.
Yeah.
There are no scientists named Dave. Did you know that?
Or Dylan.
Or Dylan.
Dylan!
Dylan!
Yeah.
Lionel walks in and he's like, what do I say?
Yeah, what do I say?
Nothing, because there's no Dylan to yell at.
Yep.
You ask the scientist about a cat, it's got every answer in the world.
Yeah.
Tells you all about it. You're like, hey, dog? What about a dog? What?
A what?
What? I got some papers.
I gotta do some experiments on something that doesn't have a D in it.
Right. They're very literal people. They just take the joke and just say it. I hate scientists.
Fuck them.
Yeah, they don't take a duty either. They take craps and shits. That's who invented the word shit. You're like, oh, I can't call it that word anymore because I can't explain what it means.
Call it a shit.
You dumb dinosaur. DNA? They can't explain that. They need somebody else to do it. Anyway.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Dillion.
I think we're talking about...
What else do we have in this book?
Last night, Ben and I, we try to say as many shocking things to each other as we can.
Yeah.
It's our goal in life to shock one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting dangerous because we're desensitizing each other from certain things.
Yeah.
And one day in public, we're just going to be like, I'm going to go fucking rape your baby, miss.
Yeah.
And we're going to get arrested.
Probably.
But I think last night...
Oh boy.
I said something. I got the best reaction I've ever gotten out of Ben, and I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. You were going to go off.
I was just going to keep carrying on my conversation with Erica and not even notice. But Ben, the only reason I knew is because it wasn't. Let me explain this. There was visual confirmation that he was shocked, but there was also auditory confirmation.
I guessed.
You know, like, certain things are just, I don't know, they're cartoonized.
Yeah.
Cartoonized?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's a word.
Dillion.
It's a dillion. It's explain that, scientist. Where, like, you know, people go, oh, I think it's, like, fake. Nobody really goes, oh,
yeah.
Like, gasp. Oh! Or, you know.
What?
Or when you sleep, you don't go, z, 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 yeah, right?
You don't do that.
Or, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Dog doesn't go, bark, bark. No. Ben gasped last night, and it was a real gasp. It was a genuine...
Because I had something in my mouth. I think I was eating at the time.
I don't know what you did, but you turned red from laughing. You started crying. Yeah. It's not like, I bet you when we say it right now,
it's people not gonna be that
like,
funny.
That's not that funny.
Yeah.
But it must have just caught you in the right way. It was the best. We're talking about people we know and we've seen.
Right.
Before in the past.
Right, right, right.
So I say, oh, I saw this girl at Malloy, and then I saw her on the parkway. And, you know, we kind of like... Sort of stopped the conversation.
I think it progressed just a little bit.
Yeah, Ben started to take a bite, and then I remembered something else I wanted to say about it. So I turned to Erica fast and gave her, like, a point, like...
I'm going to say something.
Yeah, so Ben must have been... See, now I'm not looking at Ben's face. I'm looking at Erica. Ben must have been just looking at me like, what is he going to say? At the Ronald McDonald's house. And then I start telling Erica, and speaking to Eric, I also hear, and then out of the corner of my eyes, see Ben, like, dying.
I think my eyes got really big, probably.
He made his death sound, almost.
Probably, yeah.
One pitch higher, you would have died. And he's laughing and crying, and he could not believe that I just said at the Ronald McDonald House. Because I did not tell Ben I went to the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, explain to me what you were doing at the Ronald
House. I was cooking dinner.
Really?
The people at the Ronald McDonald House. I baked two cakes and a tray of brownies.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it alone. There's someone else that helped me there, but...
What kind of cake?
A vanilla cake with chocolate icing.
Okay.
And a chocolate cake with vanilla icing.
That's crazy talk.
I know. This on me.
This on me?
This on me. This are you? This is me. I have to speak Italian sometime. My accent comes out. You know, fourth generation Italian. I'm always speaking it.
Alright, so...
My class for college went. It was our midterm. Wow. Go to the Ronald Dow House, make dinner.
That's pretty good
midterm. Yeah, it was an awesome midterm. So me and another person from... Not my class, she was actually in another class by the same teacher. We made two cakes and a tray of brownies.
Okay.
And we served it. And
to who? Who'd you serve it to?
To the people who live at the Ronald McDonald House. So they stay there temporarily.
So the Ronald McDonald House is like something that helps out homeless people?
No, actually it's not. It helps out families that young children are having major surgery.
Gotcha.
They go to Schneider's, and while the child is...
Schneider lens! SD card! Photo printer! Look at this horse.
A lot of horses over there. A lot of horses. Yeah, it's really nice.
Sorry.
It's nice. Yeah. So the families have a place to stay because a lot of people come from other places to get to Schneider's because it's a really good hospital.
Sounds good.
The SD cards. Look at this horse. Yeah, so I cooked dinner.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it dinner, though. It's more of a dessert.
My classmates cooked baked ziti.
Ah.
Which was going well.
Until...
They busted out some ragu.
Oh.
It was bad. I was like, oh, guys. You good?
Yeah.
Why do people do that? Why do they go, tss, tss. It's like... They want you to know what you're saying is bad. Or make a, you know, musical, effect.
Have you ever heard of Bismarcky?
Yeah.
You have? Do you know about Biz's beat of the day?
No.
Let me pull that up for you, okay?
Pull that up for me.
Let's go. Oh. I'm getting a call.
Alright, hold on.
I'm getting a call.
Ben's getting a telephone call.
Well, it's my cousin. Hold on.
You have a cousin?
Yep.
What?
Hold on.
Nope.
This is Roger, the scientist. I don't know anybody named Dave that I work with, or Dylan, because I'm a scientist. So I don't understand the letter D, or this number you're talking about. I don't even know what it is. It's like a dillion, I think. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm a big fan of the show, and I hope to come down and do some scientific experiments with you guys. All right, goat cheese.
All right.
All right. I think that explains why my doctor says goat cheese. You know, doctor, Dr. Mookie Wilson. Oh, your doctor.
Yeah, my doctor.
The one that sounds similar to...
You.
Me. So what are we doing now? We're on the internet.
We're
not in the internet.
No.
We're just on it.
We're just on it right now. We're not gonna...
We're kind of lazy.
...fully go in there.
Right, we don't have to jack in.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What we're doing is we're on the YouTube...
The YouTube. As my father keeps saying it.
The YouTube. And we're checking for Biz's beat of the day. Bismarcky, he's a rapper guy. You know about this? Come on, you know about Bismarcky.
Yeah, I know about him.
Like, girl, you got what I need. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I might as well be a scientist, and you might as well be talking about a dillion, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, well.
I'm a wee. Oh, the big fat guy.
Large man. Sorry. Say he's large, alright? Here he is.
Oh, yeah, you showed me this.
Hey, kids. Gather around for Biz's beat of the day. Okay, here's Biz's beat of the day. I want y'all to do this.
Alright.
Okay.
You get the point?
I got the point. Biz's beat of the day.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Maybe we should stop.
I was waiting for the hook there. I was waiting for the, well, check this out! And...
That's it, huh? Yeah.
This is beat of the day, huh?
Pretty good, yeah, that's about it.
Alright, you suck.
Sorry.
Testicles.
Joe, this show sucks.
No, this show's great. But just the ending's kind of crappy.
Yeah, maybe we should...
I saw a movie.
What?!
I went to the movie theater.
You saw a movie?
I went to the movie house.
Did you see Saw 3?
I didn't see Saw. Good one. I didn't see that.
You didn't see that one?
I didn't see Saw.
What movie did you see? Did you see Saw?
I didn't see Saw.
Okay, well, yeah, seriously, what movie did you see?
Alright, well, when we went to the movie.
Wait, did you see that movie Saw?
Wait, Saw? No, I didn't see Saw.
Okay. Continue, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what movie I want to see?
What? What movie, Saw?
Yeah. Did you see Saw?
I did not see Saw.
You need somebody to do it. That's why.
Yeah. See Saw.
Not a midget, though.
No, okay.
Or a fat.
Sorry, we'll get off.
I saw the...
Did you see Saw? Did you see Saw?
I didn't see Saw.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
What movie did you see?
I watched the movie.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
You didn't see Saw. This will go on for hours.
Yeah, another 30 minutes or so. Yeah,
okay. Continue. For real this time. What movie did you see?
Now, if I said Saw, that'd be even funnier. Because then you see Saw? You saw Saw? What are you, stutter? Scissors. Sorry. I saw The Prestige.
Okay.
Or as I like to call it, Batman vs. Wolverine.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have, a fight?
It's an ongoing feud between magicians.
So, DC and Marvel, they, got together and made this movie?
Yeah, yeah. It was actually pretty gay. A lot of superheroes just smacking each other in the face. With their penis. Oh, God. Now that's gay. Oh, no, it's a good movie. I recommend you go see it.
Okay.
Okay, ready for the ending?
Yeah.
It's a dinosaur.
Really? That's how they do it? That's the magic trick?
That's the trick.
Was David Blaine in this? Did you hear about David Blaine?
I hate
recent David. News?
No.
Dating Paris Hilton.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Stop it. David Blaine?
Seriously.
Is... Okay. What?
Yeah. I think they're dating.
There's so many jokes I can't think of.
David Blaine, right?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
David Blaine is dating Paris Hilton.
Oh, that's how you spell it.
Douchebag.
Pretty sure.
I think you're making it up. I think David Copperfield has a better chance.
David Copperfield, isn't he going out with,
Who's that lady? You know, your mom.
No.
You're right, didn't work.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it.
Pretty sure.
No, David Blaine wasn't in it.
No?
No. Wolverine.
Who's better, Chris Angel or David Blaine?
I'm gonna go Chris Angel just because he's a mind
freak! Mind freak!
That's why.
Mind freak!
I hate both of them. They're shitty magicians.
ChrisAngel.com.
Alright. That's it. I'm stabbing Chris Angel.
We should end the show?
Yeah.
Joe, we gotta end the show with this song. It's so rockin'.
I'm a magician. You ready?
Fuck you, man.
Alright, well, that was a good show.
Sort of.
The diner was great. People love our stories about diners. Except for scientists.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They're like, what the fuck is a diner?
Yeah, they don't do the diners. Alright.
Alright, so call us.
Yeah, 718-304 7853.
Gmail
us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Check out the website, iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
We'll put up some videos. We'll put up Biz's Beat of the Day.
Biz's Beat of the Day, yeah, that was a great segment, Ben.
Shut the fuck up. what other videos do we have? We talked about the horse video.
Yeah, we'll put that up.
We mentioned
that. Already on our site.
Yes, yeah. So just check it out. It's on there.
All right, we need more fans. Start listening. Tell your friends.
I forgot to mention the Night Shift podcast. They're really cool. They friended us on MySpace. They probably just sent out random, friend requests.
No, they found us. They knew we were cool. They're like, these guys are awesome.
I believe they're from Buffalo.
The country?
Yeah, Buffalo, the country. Yeah. They're really funny. Check them out. NightShiftPodcast.com.
Yeah, it seems about right.
I don't know if that's right. I'll put it in the show notes.
And then check us out
at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
All That's the whole promo. We just did end the
show. You want to end the show with the song?
Again?
Yeah, again.
Alright, here we go.
Why don't we sing along with Family Ties thing?
Shalina, you got it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. Dope cheese.
Say it again.
Dope cheese.
Hey, dope cheese. I bet we've been together for a dillion years.
And I bet we'll be together for a dillion more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed.
And I can't remember what I did before.
What would you do, baby, without us?
What would you do, baby, without us?
And there ain't no nothing we can't
love each other. Oh,
that's true. What would you do, baby, without us? Sha na na na.
Dillion.